This is the CCNS News Update, an overview of the latest nuclear safety issues brought to you every week by concerned citizens for nuclear safety. Here is this week's top headline. NGOs sue DOE for plutonium pit production programmatic EIS. How many times do non-governmental organizations need to ask for the Department of Energy and its semi-autonomous National Nuclear Security Administration to follow the law before they file a lawsuit? Six. Since 2019, Nuclear Watch New Mexico, Savannah River Site Watch, and Tri-Valley Communities Against a Radioactive Environment, or Tri-Valley Cares, have contacted DOE about the need to prepare a new or supplemental programmatic environmental impact statement about its plans to quadruple production of plutonium pits at two of its sites. Both Los Alamos National Laboratory and the Savannah River Site generate plutonium-contaminated wastes. Both have plans to package, ship, and dispose of that waste at the oversubscribed Waste Isolation Pilot Plant, WIP. DOE responded that it has met the requirements of the National Environmental Policy Act, NEPA. This week, the Gullah Geechee Sea Island Coalition, Nuclear Watch New Mexico, Savannah Riverside Watch, and Tri-Valley Cares filed a lawsuit to compel DOE to prepare the required nationwide or programmatic Environmental Impact Statement, or PEIS, about its costly plans. The South Carolina Environmental Law Project represents the plaintiffs. Its mission is to, quote, use our legal expertise to protect land, water, and communities across South Carolina, end quote. The complaint says, quote, DOE's plan to drastically expand this production program both in total number of pits and in the number of production locations will saddle the already burdened communities represented by plaintiff groups with a significant amount of nuclear waste and pollution that is in complete contravention to the president's executive order on environmental justice, end quote. Queen Quet, the chiefess and head of state for the Gullah Geechee Nation and the founder of the Gullah Geechee Sea Island Coalition, one of the plaintiffs, explained why the coalition joined the lawsuit. The nation's people and lands are recognized as a national heritage area, spanning the offshore barrier islands and coastal lands in North Carolina, South Carolina, Georgia, and Florida. The people are the descendants of Africans who were enslaved in the isolated islands, who created a unique culture with deep African roots. The Savannah River flows across their lands to the Atlantic Ocean, carrying DOE contaminants. Queen Quet said, quote, the Gullah Geechee Nation is concerned about the further degradation at the Savannah Riverside, given that what takes place there has the potential of seeping not only into the waterway, which eventually makes its way to Gullah Geechee Nation, but the pollutants that are produced by creating plutonium pits literally seeps into the bodies of people. We are digging for the truth about the impacts that this proposal will have on the environment, on us, and our communities, end quote. This has been the CCNS News Update. For more information, please visit our website at nuclearactive.org. Also, listen to our podcast each week on your favorite podcast platforms.